Hi, this is Mike from Windsor, and you're listening to Big JB and Lippo on the Jabbercast.
Welcome to the Jabbercast with Big JD and Lippo, talk radio on the go, where we talk about anything and everything, with a new topic every week, from the awesome candy you ate as a kid and sibling rivalry, to public restrooms, coffee versus tea, and who reads on the toilet. You get it all here at the Jabbercast podcast, talk radio on the go, listen when you want and where you want. Copyright 2006, Big JD and Lippo, all rights reserved, listener feedback occurred, some conditions apply, open mind sold separately.
Hello, and welcome to the Jabbercast with Big JD and Lippo for the week
of April 1st, 2007. I am Lippo.
And I'm Big JD.
Is everything cooking over there?
I don't know. I guess things are rolling along here. I'm sure I'll get a little feedback and find out what's going on, but it was rough.
What's
the last second there, we tried to get a little test going on before 11 o'clock, and that didn't happen, but...
No.
This is our test. Show number one on A Touch of Class Radio.
What is A Touch of Class Radio, Jeff?
Streaming internet station, which my friend Amy got me turned on to. And I'd like to say thanks to her for that. And also to Rick and Sin, who run the station.
And they're out of what?
They're out of TO.
Oh, really?
It's a Canadian thing.
Awesome.
Hey.
Hey. You think we're cooking, or?
He says a little echo.
Oh, there's a little echo.
There's a little echo. Not sure why we'd get a little echo. I know there's, I'm sure there's a delay of some kind. What I'm listening to is a little bit of echo. There's going to be some bugs I'm sure we'll have to work out somehow at some point.
But it's exciting, isn't it?
Yeah, it's exciting. Well, we're actually streaming live, so.
It puts a little something else into the mix, that's for sure. Usually we're just kind of relaxed in the studio and
it's a little bit different. I guess time we'll be relaxed doing this as well, but
you're gonna have to get here at like 8 o'clock in the morning to get set up to do this.
Yeah.
Instead of like 3 minutes to 11, Jeff just barges in the door. Hey, I gotta get my bar book set up.
Sounds like feeding back through speakers or something, but we don't have any speakers feeding back through.
No, we're not. We're only monitoring ourselves through...
I hope it's not too extreme, because I can't think of how we would get rid of that right now.
Sounds like feedback, eh?
Yeah. Sounds like feedback. I know I hear a little bit of a delay in my headphones in it, and...
Well...
Who knows what that could be?
I can give you less level.
Less level?
Yeah. Like I can send you.
I wouldn't think it'd be actual. I don't know if it'd be the level itself. It's got to be some kind of a little bit of a delay or something.
I don't know what to say.
JD. No, neither do I. I don't know. We need to probably test a little more, but let me see what's up here.
Okay. It's going to be an interesting show because, Jeff, you have your glasses on your head.
Oh, maybe that's why. Yeah, let me take my shades off.
Oh, you do have them on. I thought it was...
Is that better?
You want to get cooking on what the show is all about here on April 1st, 2007?
Maybe they'll just say it's April Fools. There is no delay.
No.
There is no hollow sound.
They're jagging us.
They're kind of a hollow sound, I guess, is what they're saying. And I'm really not sure why. We got a little bit of compression on and some BBE Sonic Maximizer. It could have something to do with things. But I think we need to experiment a little in some during some streaming music downtime or something when there's not another DJ on.
Okay.
We didn't get much time to do that because it came so close to the day.
Right. Well, we tested last night, but we didn't test in this environment.
Right. You know, we're actually testing remotely, sort of.
Well, compared to where you were last night.
Today is April Fool's Day.
Yes, it is. I wanted to mention that everything's cooking good over here.
Okay, yeah. We're recording in GarageBand as well.
For the podcast.
For the podcast. And I'm actually recording over here as well, too, in the software.
Well, maybe that's the problem. Let's do what, Jeff?
I tried bypassing something here. I wonder if that makes a difference.
Okay, yeah, you keep tweaking.
Bypassing the sonic maximizer. I wonder if that has any bearing. Find out in a second, I'm sure.
Yeah, because I think the signal that you're getting from me should be sweet. It should be the exact same signal that I'm hearing in my headphones, actually.
Well, what I heard last night sounded really good during the test.
Yes.
It seemed to come through really good. So I did check the effects. And bypassing the sonic maximizer right now, so I'm just waiting to see if
someone
what kind of response we get from that.
Okay. So we're waiting for some feedback.
Yeah.
So up to this point, I shouldn't even record the show.
why not? I'll just cut the beginning off.
I hope so. We're going to have to edit this podcast for our podcast listeners that are going to be saying, what?
Well, we're going to limit the editing now anyway because of it being live. We don't want two different shows, but...
We don't want shows where we're doing troubleshooting either for our podcast listeners.
DJ Rick, you recorded a piece. Not sure what that means exactly, but I'm hoping it sounds cool.
He recorded a piece. What, he got a piece last night and he recorded it?
Still a little bit of feedback, I guess. So I'm not sure what everybody's recording. See if I get that. You know, I think it's a Mac thing. I don't get anything from you. What do we got here? Oh, somebody else says not as much echo effect now either. So let's try the dynamics processor, which is only compressor, which I would think that we should need on here, but I'm going to bypass that as well.
Well, last night you were using a...
Last night I used all this same stuff.
Well, not same.
Let's see if this works.
Oh, the same maximizer and...
DJ Amy, recording the show.
Yay.
Without asking.
As long as she doesn't release it as a podcast, I'm all right with that.
Well, there you go. Right from Lippo.
Yes. So are we going to be good, or do you want to keep waiting for feedback? And
well, we're actually right in the middle of the April Fool's show because...
you stop your sentences.
Us fools here trying to get this thing working right.
Who the fool?
She says, I'm telling you, it's your mics.
It's your mics?
No, it can't be the mics. Mics can't make a difference of any feedback or anything like that.
Well, if we had monitors in here, I suppose it would be.
DJ Rick recording the show as well.
So.
DJ Amy's going to sell it. As long as we get a cut. It's going to be worth big bucks. This is the first rare.
Okay.
April Fool's Day. Okay. Where are we? Where were we? Where will we go?
All right. We're done with the troubleshooting thing?
I don't know. I guess we're about as good as it's going to get for today, I think.
Did you turn the dynamics processor off? Or?
How are the mics connected?
Well, they're connected through a board.
They're through a board.
And out the board through the
XLR cables. Out the board, FireWire.
No, not out the board, FireWire. Out the board.
Well, tape. Okay, to me, yeah.
Yeah, tape out.
Yeah, we just have a line level out to my system.
Right, to the Mac that's running the streaming software. So the signal that he's getting is...
They split two mics out on the same line, same input, apparently, which shouldn't make a difference with our system. We need to do some tweaking and stuff. Is there... Going to collect hush money. Is there any significant difference from me shutting off any of the effects or anything, or...
Did you turn your dynamics processor off?
Yeah, I turned all that stuff off. Run a splitter.
Run
off the same input on the board. It's the two inputs causing the echo. He had the same problem.
So,
but that's really odd. We should never get that with what we're running here. But
run a splitter from where?
From the board, I get from one input. You're probably, you know what? You know how we have, you got a stereo input on one. You know what I mean? After your four channels. Well, I don't know if you want to start unplugging right now or anything, but you know how after your four XLR channels, you have stereo inputs for left and right. That's maybe we should try that next time. Know what I'm saying?
Yes, I do know what you're saying.
Because that way we can plug two mics into one, but of course they'll have to be from XLR to quarter inch. Technically speaking, for all those of you out there in radio land,
so you want us
streaming
both,
net land,
you want us to both be on the same channel.
You're clear as day and I'm echoing.
Oh.
Okay, that brings us somewhere else. You got some echo on me or something? You got effects on or anything?
Okay, I'm going to check that out.
Check that out. I don't know if it's through wherever. It shouldn't be. GarageBand shouldn't have anything to do with it because you're not streaming me that, are you? Or are you? You're coming direct out, but do you have any effects on your board? Because your board has effects. You don't have anything on.
No, it's on. Okay, zero. That's cool. Well, no, actually, what they're getting, though, JD, is...
One mic picking up the other, I guess he says. You got pan left and right?
I should, shouldn't I?
Yeah, try that.
Even though it's mono.
Yeah, even though it's mono, you're still panning. Is there any difference here? Let's see. Okay, that's this week's Jabbercast, folks. We'll see you. No.
So we're panning left
okay,
and right
Okay, we got
now.
Something coming here. Let's see what's up.
All right. Here we are on the Jabbercast.
We have stereo mics going on.
Right, so I would be on one side and they'd be on the other side.
Yes, we do. We are using separate mics. DJ Amy?
Okay.
I'm just waiting for Rick here to let me know what's going on.
Okay, so we turn the...
We pan hard left, hard right on the two mics.
Right.
Even which though, might may make a difference.
It'll... I don't know.
Quit laughing at us. You're making us feel like fools on April Fool's Day.
You the fool, fool.
I pity the fool.
Do you think Mr. T was a fool?
Whether I do or not, I don't know if I'd say it to his face.
Only on April Fool's.
So how is it now, Rick?
It's funny that
you... You said the problem is one mic picking up the other, but...
One mic picking up the other.
Try killing one while the other is talking. Do you got a mute function or anything there?
No mute button on the board. No, not on each channel.
Turn yours down for one sec. Okay, Big JD here from the Jabbercast, live on Touch of Class Radio. First time. So anyway, you're not coming through right now. I'm coming through, and we'll see how that is. And now let's switch over to Lippo's mic and turn mine down and see what happens there.
Okay, here I am, Lippo, on the Jabbercast, the maiden voyage on a Touch of Class Radio streaming live. Something that Big JD has always wanted to do. He wanted to be a live radio show guy. For some reason, he wanted to make sure that people could listen, or not listen, but actually and get involved in the show while we were recording it. Well, now this way, he's right into it. The funny thing is, though, he can't read his screen from the distance where his microphone is. He's getting to an age where this... Lippo is much... We have the same... Okay. We're going to turn JD back up.
Okay, I'm back up here anyways. Apparently, Lippo's a little clearer, but we're both same mics. I don't think it would be my mic cable.
Well, I can try.
And there's not anything else that separates the two of us. So I guess what you want to just finish out the show and
finish it out.
Or you continue on, or what do you want to do? You want to try another cable? But I don't see why it would be the cable, because when I listen to myself in here, it sounds really good.
Right, that's a good point.
So I mean. There's obviously something going on in through the system somehow that...
Why would you be clear? So what are they saying now that I've turned you... Oh, no, we're both up.
A little electronic sounding, he says. Might be the mix and not the mics. Could be some latency someplace.
Well, there's...
I mean, I know the I'm sure the show is a little bit delayed. I'm going to...
You're going to what? What you going to do... I'm going to, well, you know what I'm
when
gonna,
he filters out the electric background in the mixer, he hears us both clear.
What's he doing?
I don't know. Filtering out the electric, what does it say? The electric background.
Okay. We got.
I don't know. He got me there. I don't know what's up.
We got listeners doing acid. Okay.
The hills are alive with the sound of music. There's your singing there, Amy. So anyways, he says, you can be heard, so go for it.
All right, there we go.
Well, that's the end of this week's Jabbercat. No. So anyways, we'll figure out something later. I wouldn't bother with the other plug, I guess.
Okay. Never mind.
Technical difficulties. Always technical difficulty.
Yeah, we'll have to do another test while we're here, though. Let's do a test while we're here later on, maybe.
Yeah, actually, Sunday just streams music, so I guess we could kind of...
You could show up here earlier.
Show up here earlier.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I tried. Did you notice nothing from Blacks?
No cookies.
No cookies.
Very disappointing. And I have no tea ready, if you notice that. We usually sip on some green and some orange pekoe tea.
Yeah, we don't have tea or anything.
No.
What's up with that? What happened?
The water's ready. But we had to set up two systems, basically.
Yeah.
In the same amount of time.
We're actually doing a double recording here just so that we make sure in all these shenanigans with broadcasting live streaming.
That's what it is. It's shenanigans.
Through the station that we made sure we had a podcast available in case one system kind of crashed or didn't record. Yeah, he says Sunday's pretty much clear, so we can mess around if we need to after the show is over and
all right.
Stay on for a little bit and see what we can do and set up. And it's actually will be nice to have somebody on there to let us know what's going on exactly because we're relying on each other.
Well, I could go like in another room or whatever and while you're in here.
Well, yeah, even coming through there, I mean, with headphones on from your computer, you'll be able to see what's going on. But then again, that's only me talking and not you, so we need to...
The double
thing. We need to both be doing it, so.
Okay.
Amy says slackers.
Yep. That's
April Fool's Day or All Fool's Day.
Jeff, are you going to, or Big JD, are you going to give us some background on April Fool's?
Yeah. Though not a holiday in its own right, it's a notable day celebrated in many countries on April 1st. And it's marked by the commission of hoaxes and other practical jokes.
The commission?
Sophistication on friends and neighbors or... Sending fools on errands, the aim of which, I guess, is to embarrass the gullible. In some countries, April Fool's jokes, also called April Fools, they're only made before noon on April 1st.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and also widely celebrated on the internet.
So only got
apparently we're celebrating right now on the internet.
And we only have 35 minutes to pull our April Fool jokes off.
I see little sparks coming from the back of your microphone.
Stop.
April Fools. Yeah. It was fun in grade school or something like that, you know, but I don't know. But where it comes from is almost anybody's guess. The closest point in time that can be identified is the beginning of this tradition was in 1582 in France.
Really?
Lana going to France in a couple weeks skiing.
What?
Hope she doesn't have the luck you had. Yeah, a couple weeks to the Alps. Skiing.
Is she going to visit the folks or?
No. Not, just going to France to ski. A little vacay away from my rough shoulder, I'm sure. No, but yeah, she's going skiing with her girlfriend.
France. In the Alps, I would assume.
In the Alps, yeah.
That's something. She's a lucky puck.
And that's no April Fool's joke.
No. Actually, what are you going to do while she's away, Lana? I mean, Big JD. Are you going to be able to survive on your own? You're going to have some other peripheral help taking care of your muscles and bones and stuff.
What? I was checking things out on the computer, and not paying any attention to you at all.
Okay, this is the...
You said something about muscles and aches and pains.
What are you going to do while she's gone? Who's going to take care of you?
I don't know. I need to hire... Is there like a, you know, hire a geisha company or something like that?
Sure. Yeah.
I need that.
Vietnamese geishas.
Yeah. Nothing over 11.
11-teen.
Yeah. I don't know what I'm going to do. There's going to be a lot of dishes when she comes home.
She's going to be making some dishes, like French dishes, you mean?
No, there's going to be a lot of dirty dishes.
Oh, dirty dishes.
You know what I mean? Dirty dishes and dirty clothes and...
How long is she going away for?
I won't be able to shower for like... 2 weeks. I think a couple weeks. No, a week. I don't know.
You don't know?
No, not exactly.
Details aren't
I don't
important.
Know the itinerary.
You know that you're just not going.
I know I'm not going, and I'm not much into the skiing thing. I go once in a while here at Collingwood, but...
your shoulder ain't going to put up with skiing.
No, I won't be doing anything for a while. Not this summer, anyways. I'll be lucky to ride my bike this year. Which kind of sucks.
Yeah, that really sucks. Almost as much as it sucks, I won't be able to go golfing either.
Mm-hmm. We're in rough shape.
We're in rough shape.
Getting old.
Something.
I'm going to be 29.
Gonna
What's up with that? So, yeah.
April Fool jokes. Do you know, can you remember any April Fool jokes that were played on you recently or even in the past?
No, I can't remember at all.
None.
I can't remember anything else, let alone anything about April Fool's Day.
Well, you know why. It's all those drugs you're taking.
Yeah. I've cut down a lot.
On your drugs?
I'm only taking some sleeping pills now to get my 6 to 7 hours of sleep.
Well, that's good.
But I cut down on to half the strength of those now, too, so that's pretty cool. How about, do you take anything? You take any painkillers or anything anymore? Nothing? Do you have any pain?
Just at night, yeah. When I woke up this morning, too.
Besides when I come over?
There's some pain, yes. You're pain in my ass. And, of course, there's the natural herbicidal remedies that I... the holistic approach.
That's right, the holistic approach. I have pain all the time, and nothing helps. Unless I took some heavy narcotics again, maybe, but then I get all bunged up. I'd rather shit.
Yeah, me too. There's some things in life that are more important than others.
That's right.
I remember one April Fool's joke, back to the actual topic of the show. We keep going down rat holes, and they always involve our injuries.
How come my time has been the same the whole time?
That's because time is standing still right now. We're in a time continuum.
You got 11:29? Eastern Standard Time?
It's 11:29. Eastern. Okay. No, it's daylight savings time. It's not Eastern Standard Time.
Well, it's still Eastern Standard.
No.
That is our time. In relation to everybody else, we're Eastern Standard Time.
Oh,
that's what the show is on next week. Eastern Standard Time. No. Imagine that, an hour of Eastern Standard Time.
What is our show on next week?
Next week? Yeah. It's the Get in Shape show.
Oh, right.
So for those of you whose New Year's resolution to drop a few pounds fell through... Lipo's your remedy.
I'm your remedy. I'll tell you, I've gotten so out of shape since I had this knee injury. It's out of hand, and there's not much I can do about it either, other than maybe do a bunch of sit-ups, I suppose. Big JD's over there. He is checking out the feedback.
Rick's on my side, Eastern Standard Time.
Okay, he's on your side.
Yeah.
We're taking sides now. Okay. Yeah, I suppose in relation to every other time zone, we are still in East. But it's not Eastern.
Daylight Savings Time's U.S., so I vote Eastern Standard Time.
We're not voting, are we?
Lol.
Lol, what's that? What does that mean?
Oh, we don't want to get into the voting thing again, do we?
No, we're not. That was the politics show.
I vote
show.
We don't. Yeah, the politics show. We should actually, you know what? Since there's, oh, maybe we get into that later, but we could broadcast some of our previous shows, actually.
If we're in a jam, I suppose,
if we're in a jam, yeah. But, I mean, even on Sundays to fill up some time, unless it's imperative that it's music, but it's more a music station, really.
Okay. So we're lucky enough to be on here. Sunday
mornings. Yeah, we are lucky. We really appreciate us being able to do this. It's awesome.
Sure. And how much is this costing us, JD?
Costing us? We're getting paid the big bucks now, baby.
Oh, really? We're hitting the big time, are we? I didn't know that. I remember when I was a little kid, and my brother would always get me, every April Fool's, we used to have one of those little spigots on our sink.
Spigot?
It's a spigot, and used to spray, used to rinse,
oh, right, okay.
Rinse the dishes off with it. Every morning, I'd wake up in the morning, I'd go get a glass of water at the sink, and...
he wants a coffee delivered to Etobicoke.
Okay, sure.
That's what it costs us to get on.
No problem.
We'll figure out a way.
Oh, yeah, sure. We're not into coffee here. We're into tea normally. I'm trying to get my wife to come into the studio.
Oh, okay.
And have her make us a couple cups of tea.
You have to say it louder.
That's right. I do have to say it louder.
Or like I do at home, I just snap my fingers and... No.
Oh.
Snap my fingers and get whacked in the head.
I would have to say so.
Okay, your brother.
Yeah, my brother. He would always get me with the spigot thing because you have to squeeze the little thing to make the water come out of the hose.
Right.
So he would tie an elastic band around that. So when I go to turn the water on to get the water in my cup of in the cup, the water would shoot out the spigot right at me. And he'd just be waiting around the corner. Ah, April Fools. You don't remember your brothers or father or mother never did anything like that to you?
I don't recall. I don't recall any April Fool's happening.
You're taking too many drugs.
I know we did some little things here and there. It was, I think, mostly verbal, you know, April Fool's, like I did with your microphone thing. I don't know. I don't remember a thing.
You don't? Honestly, no. Oh, wow.
And I don't remember any April Fool's jokes or anything really. I've played some jokes on people, but they weren't on April Fool's.
Oh, no. I remember when I used to work on a Windows machine, we used to remap the keys on keyboards.
Ooh.
So that they would, so they'd be typing stuff and it would be not what they're typing at all.
Right? That's pretty good.
And of course, you have to be watching them and you say, April Fool's.
And Chris is, I think Chris is listening in still, and I'd imagine, well, April Fool's, depending on when it falls, but I know they play around in the office there, jokes on people in his office, and
sure.
I'm wondering if they've done any on actually on April Fool's Day, but he's told me a few doozies.
Well, here's a couple office pranks that I have jotted down. Make some copies of a paper clip, then put them into the paper tray of the copier. People will go nuts trying to figure the paper clip stuck in the printer.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Stale joke. Buy a box of donuts several days before April 1st. Put them in the refrigerator with the top open until they are very dried out. On April Fool's Day, put them in the office by the coffee maker so everyone will help themselves.
Nice break of tooth. April Fool's.
Oh, that's a good one. Another one, drawer confusion. Remove the desk drawers in the victim's desk and switch them around. If you can't remove the drawers, just take the stuff out and swap it around.
That's not bad.
That's a good office one as well. And another one is, steal all the victim's pens and replace them with pens that have caps glued on.
That's nice.
If you're going to go through the trouble, might as well do that. Any other...
I don't know. My buddy Chris's office, they send around pictures of people's crap. And he was telling me like a week ago or something like that, there was one guy was away that day. He came back to work the next day to a desktop wallpaper of somebody's feces. That would suck. Only if you weren't into that.
Don't tell me, JD, how many pictures of feces do you have?
You don't know, and you don't want to know.
Well, just from our conversation.
Got some good video clips, too.
Oh. You take video of your...
Well, yeah, because sometimes you get that lucky morning where the toilet gets plugged. That makes for awesome footage.
Lucky morning. Oh, yeah. That's when you want to be really grossed out.
I see we have somebody there that's grossed out.
Well, no kidding. It's like morning time. People are waking up. They just had their breakfast.
That's true. Yeah, it is. I've been up since...
Since when?
Three, though.
That's morning.
So this is like, it's almost my bedtime now.
You want to take a nap? Want to take a bath? Some other background on April Fools. JD's getting a kick
Chris
out of
says the he. Some people in the office still use the mouse with the ball inside.
Oh yeah,
take the ball out.
That's a good one.
The mouse doesn't work. That's not bad.
That's very good.
It was really funny for a second.
Obviously, you got not into that one.
That hurt my shoulder.
A good giggle will hurt your shoulder. Any other background on some April Fools, Big JD? I see you got some
background. Well, I had started. I'm tangled here. I started mentioning that the closest point in time that could be identified as the beginning of this tradition was 1582 in France.
Oh, right. Then we got sidetracked.
And prior to that year, the new year was celebrated for 8 days, beginning of March 25th, and the celebration culminated on April 1st. So, and that was with the reform of the calendar under Charles the Ninth, the Gregorian calendar was introduced, and New Year's Day was moved to January 1st.
Right.
We don't play jokes on January 1st. We make resolutions.
Yes, we do. I was actually just recently listened to a program about the calendar and where all that came from. The Romans had a big part to play in the calendar. There used to be no months as we know them,
right,
between the end of December and the beginning of March. January and February never existed.
Right.
And because it was the middle of winter, so it didn't matter. And the only reason they kept a calendar was to keep track of the harvest time.
Ah,
so
important.
Obviously, it was important to them, but then it was Julius Caesar, believe it or not, was the person who introduced January and February just to keep, so it was...
His wife?
His wife.
Did you say Julius Caesar? Or Julius, okay.
Julius Caesar, yeah. He, well, the
Julius.
The other calendar was based on the moon, and Julius Caesar realized we should have our calendar based on the...
The Gregorian calendar.
The sun, right.
The sun, yeah. Remember the sun?
Yes, it's out today here.
I know, it hurts.
Southwestern Ontario.
The shades go back on. Okay, get ready for the echo and delay and all the other bad stuff with streaming internet. My shades are going on.
All right.
How does that sound? Sound.
That's good, JD. Other areas of the world obviously celebrate April Fool's in different ways. In Scotland, for example, April Fool's Day is actually celebrated for 2 days because they have so many fools they can't fit them all into one day. The second day is devoted to pranks involving the posterior region of the body, otherwise known as your butt.
What kind of pranks are they playing down there?
It's called...
a little bit of video.
It's called... Tally Day. The origin of the kick me sign can be traced to this
observance.
Okay,
that's not so bad.
No.
Just a kick me sign.
Yeah, I'm sure the people in Scotland, well, they could lift up their kilt and you could see right in there.
Yeah.
Well, not right
in
there.
I'll lift up my kilt right now.
Ooh.
How about Mexico?
Mexico's counterpart of April Fool's Day is actually observed on December 28th. That's their All Fool's Day. Originally, the day was a sad remembrance of the slaughter of the innocent children by King Herod, the cruel man. And who was King Herod? And when was he around?
He was around in Mexico.
No, he was not in Mexico. Obviously, the Mexicans
are... Not a show on King Herod.
No.
I didn't do any research on King Herod.
Well, King Herod, he was the guy who put out the order to kill all the firstborn children. So he was...
No, that was Egypt.
No, we're talking
that
about...
That was a pharaoh.
No, we're talking about when
Jesus
was around.
Oh, okay.
King Herod found out that there was a Messiah that was born, so he figured, I'm going to go out and kill all the newborn babies. And so in honor of that...
Well, that's where he got that idea, though, from Egypt, from the pharaoh.
Who knows where he get crazy ideas like that from? Let's just kill all the babies.
It wasn't anything new. He was like a serial killer then. Copycat.
Probably. Yeah, you're right. Absolutely. It eventually evolved into a lighter commemoration involving pranks and trickery.
Commemoration.
You're so full of trickery.
It's not even funny. It's just silly. It's what it is. It's silly. Hey.
Oh, boy. Having fun here on April Fool's Day at the Jabbercast. Where can people find us on the internet there?
Oh, boy. Besides, they can find us all over the place now.
Besides on A Touch of Class of Radio.
A Touch of Class Radio, Sunday mornings at 11 a.m. The Jabbercast with Big JD and Lippo. Talk radio at its best, folks. At its most foolish.
That's right. Unless you're listening to us on A Touch of Class Radio on the very first time we broadcast. But otherwise, it's a fun show.
And we can be found at www.thejabbercast.com as well. You can listen to our shows there, mm-hmm. our podcast, and as well, free to subscribe from the iTunes store.
Right. Get a new show every week.
Right. The Jabbercast podcast. So if you're enjoying the show today, you might want to go back and listen to some of the others in the archive. I assure you there was no technical difficulty at the time, which we'll get through eventually, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
It's his mic and cable.
Okay.
That's what's wrong.
Do you have IDs ready? It's ready to go?
Yeah. We're gonna move right along now.
Okay. That's cool. Practical jokes are a common practice on April Fool's Day. Sometimes elaborate practical jokes are played on friends or relatives that last the entire day. Something goes on all day, like someone just rides it all day, and everybody around them knows what's going on.
Here's your kick me sign. Here's your hard donuts. Your trackball's gone out of your mouth. Whole day.
Another one that I heard about was the lottery. Oh, you buy a lottery ticket. How does that work?
Ooh, that'd be nice to...
What?
Trick somebody like that.
Yeah, I forget how that worked, where you bought it the day before, you buy it on March 31st, and the person who buys it on, I forget how that worked, but you go get the winning numbers, and the person thinks that those winning numbers are their ticket. do the little switcheroo. Are you digging the feedback thing, Jeff? JD, sorry.
Jeez. Digging the feedback thing?
Yeah, it's like you're I know this is what you always wanted. You wanted to have some feedback.
Well, yeah, it's hard. You know what? It's hard on my shoulder. I'm all over the place here. I'm dealing with the screen, and I'm dealing with the making sure the software is still running, and you know, we have some listeners. Is that what you're talking about?
Yes. Where, I think maybe you might need a
booster seat.
Your laptop needs
a high chair.
Yeah, well, no, a low chair.
No, I need everything closer. I know.
Yeah,
but it's just the way things are right now.
We got to set you up.
We'll figure things out. We'll mess around a little bit after, maybe if
you want to mess around. After.
We so can. Well, I got my kilt on today.
All right, easy access.
If you need to do anything, you can just shut your mic down if you want.
You want me to do something? Shut my mic down? Why, are you going to ad lib for a little while?
I was thinking of moving on possibly to the Jabber quote this week.
Right. Jabber quote, Jabber quote, Jabber quote. Jabber quote, Jabber quote, Jabber quote. Loose sink ships. Stitching tabs in line. One hand with two in the bush. Jabber quote, Jabber quote, Jabber
quote. Jabber quote, Jabber quote, Jabber quote. Okay. Yeah, this week's Jabber quote. I got a couple of Jabber quotes that I found for April Fools and maybe we could use both of them this week. A twofer.
Well, it's kind of hard to save them for next year. So you might also
There won't be another April Fools show, I don't think, anyway. I'd opt not to.
You'd opt for it, would you? Well, my new host.
I'll let you decide. Okay. No Jabber quote from me.
No Jabber quote from Big JD. Okay, this is the Jabbercast with your host, Lippo, and his wife, Kim.
He thinks he's the apprentice guy there.
You're fired!
What's his name?
Donald Trump.
That's right. Donald Trump.
I am him. That's what you wanted? Well, she was thinking maybe you want to put your laptop on top of that. It'd be right in front of you.
Yeah, but it's probably so hard now to move everything. You know what I mean? It's okay. Things have tapered a little bit.
They've tapered, have they?
I don't know.
Okay, give them the quote.
Jabber quote number one, brought to us by
Steve and Larry. Brought to you by Steve and Larry's used cars on the corner of Wabash and Strabane. You can find them at 555-1234.
And also makers of fine toys.
And Jabber quotes.
Jabber quote. However big the fool, There was always a bigger fool to admire him. However big the fool, there was always a bigger fool to admire him. What's that all about?
That makes it sound like someone who doesn't have a very good sense of humor is noticing that someone who laughs at a fool is also a fool themselves.
A bigger fool. There's always a bigger fool.
To laugh at a fool.
I guess so. We're not so bad today. There's somebody out there somewhere.
Who's more foolish?
Who's more foolish than us?
Uh-huh.
Trying to get on streaming radio.
That's good. Okay, and your other one?
The other one is, this is from Mark Twain, by the way, this next one here.
He's one of my favorite quotesters.
The other one, maybe you know this guy, Nicolas Boileau Desperaux.
Okay, if you pronounce it properly, I might know.
Boileau Desperaux. Is that, make it any better for you?
No.
I'm sounding it how it's spelled, and yes. There's a little thing over the E.
Okay.
My print head must be something wrong with my print head.
You have an accent aigu there or an accent grave?
No, it's a little thing over the E.
Yeah, exactly.
The other one by Mark Twain, let us be thankful for the fools, but for them, the rest of us could not succeed.
That's a common thing to say. We go down to the lowest common denominator, and then we judge everything else on that. What is the lowest? And those are I'm assuming that's who he thinks the fools are. And anybody above that is...
That's like a simple analogy of that is if you order something off an infomercial on TV.
Yeah.
That's sums it all up right there. Somebody's succeeding from the fool.
Do you watch
There's some
it?
Cool stuff on there, though. Yeah, sometimes they catch my attention, and I watched. There was I saw something this morning, actually. Top secret home remedies. Remember, didn't we do a home remedies show of some kind?
We sure did.
That was kind of neat. Mm-hmm. It's top secret remedies in there. A lot of weird stuff. Kind of neat to listen to and all.
I remember I had a client who was a host on the Shopping Network. And she, she was really proud of that.
A host on there.
Yeah, she was a host.
She was a good talker?
She is a good talker, yeah. She was Moroccan, I think. And she went on about it, like she had this special talent. I was on TV, you know. Mm-hmm. I'm good. I think she was being mistreated by her husband or something. And,
oh, yeah?
Yeah.
And it led to that?
No, it was the other way around.
Oh, okay.
I think that was her past life, and then she got out of it, and then her husband kind of dissed her and dumped her. And
you ever see the guy selling knives?
Yes.
That's pretty good.
Depends what kind of knives you're talking about.
He's got all the crazy knives.
Ginsu knives!
No, but Chef Tony. He's something selling the knives. You ever see him? Chef Tony. Hadn't seen him for a long, long time, and I saw him recently again. Chef Tony.
And where's he from? Where's Chef
This
Tony?
Week's show brought to us by Chef Tony.
What's he from?
He's just, I don't know, supposed to be some kind of big chef, but he sells knives, and you can cut stuff and cut all the way through it, but your hand doesn't hit the table. That's one of the big things about his knives.
Is that a problem, your hand hitting the table while you're
Sometimes, if your knife is, you know, streamlined, the handle along, you know, your knuckles are as low or lower than the actual cutting blade, you'll cut something and your hand will hit the bottom as you're getting, you know. You can't quite cut all the way through. But his are, they have the handle comes up a little bit. Oh. You see? So, I bought them. No.
Yeah, I was going to say, you have to talk about a fold. Why don't you just lift your hand up a little bit? Put the blade on an angle.
Well, yeah. Then you have to come cut back. But chopping as well. You want to chop and not bang your knuckles.
Chopping, I could see.
See?
Yeah.
And he's got the thing there where it's instead of holding a blade with a chopper, the handle is kind of in the center of the chopper. So you can chop right from the middle without, you know, being right back here and chopping. It's kind of neat. Enough about Chef Tony. I don't know where Chef Tony ever came from or anything, but
I think he's a short order chef at Edna's.
As soon as the people come up on an infomercial, they're supposed to be automatically famous. Somebody's interviewing him. Oh, yeah, Dr. So-and-so just, you know, world renowned, just developed this.
Yeah, they build them up.
Get up, get it up, drug, whatever. So, anyways, those are this week's jabber quotes are long gone.
I'm glad you mentioned Mark Twain. He's one of my faves. Smart guy. Wrote a lot of good books.
You know what? April Fool's Day is a for fun only observance. Nobody's expected to buy gifts or take their significant other out. It's kind of an occasion, but it's not an occasion for anything but fun.
Right. No niceness.
Which is what you get right here at the Jabbercast, folks.
Yeah, no.
11 a.m. Sundays on Touch of Class Radio.
Yeah. And you can also, people can also get a hold of us in other ways.
Yeah. You can get a hold of us live from, we're on Yahoo now. That's a new thing for us.
Because we didn't have another.
Because we weren't using a Yahoo account before. Now we're, our username, the Jabbercast on Yahoo as well. So, and Skype, MSN, iChat.
And AOL's.
AOL the, is the other one for, yeah, I the real one. And also the MyChingo recorder.
The best way to get a hold
of it. It's awesome, man. Go to our contact page, and we have a MyChingo recorder on there, and you can record us a message. And if it's a show idea, a topic you'd like us to cover, a story of some kind, whatever it is, you can record it there, and we can retrieve the message. And we can play it on the show. Use the idea or play your audio. Even if you've got an idea you'd like to have us play in the show. Hey, this is Bob, and you're listening to Big JD and Lippo on the Jabbercast.
Right.
You know?
Yep.
Record it, and we'll play it on the show.
I'm just thinking, as you're talking, how we could have an echo. I think I realize what it could be.
Do I? You got, am I breaking?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll discuss that. Yeah, never mind.
How we can have an echo. We don't want. We want to get rid of the echo.
No, I kind of have a feeling what is causing the echo.
Oh, okay.
I'm not exactly sure we're going to be able to fix it, but
the gears are turning.
Yeah, as you're talking there, I am getting a little bit of
slap back.
Something, yeah. There's something in there.
And how would you get that? Oh, your mic picking me up, maybe.
Yeah.
Okay, I see. We got foam popper stoppers on here as well, but what's up?
That's not going to because I hear you, like your voice is touching my ears, so I'm thinking this is picking your voice up as well, but your microphone...
But you should be hearing me anyway, right? Because I'm through the board.
Oh, yeah, but your mic is picking you up as well before...
My mic is picking... Your mic's picking me up afterwards.
Yeah, I think that might
that
have...
could be something.
We might have to get close.
Amy said it was our mics. We don't have to get better mics.
No, it's not better mics. There's a there's a better way to do that.
Stop the slap back.
Stop slap.
Campaign. Right here on the Jabbercast. Whoa, what'd you do?
I slapped your bum.
Ooh.
You didn't feel that under your kilt.
Yeah. You just about kilt my kilt. Keister.
I kilt it. Couple more April Fool pranks. If you,
what
guys,
do you got?
Yeah, just so people can get other people. The let me out trick. This trick works best on the bathroom door, but can be done on other rooms as well. Remove the doorknobs, not an easy thing, and turn them around so the lock is on the outside.
Oh.
Then push the button or turn the lock so it will automatically lock when the door is shut. Nice. The victim probably won't notice the switcheroo and will lock themselves in. That's a good one. I like that one. Not an easy thing.
Well, how would they lock themselves in, though?
You would be locking them out of the hallway.
Them. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you'd want to be there.
Sure.
I guess.
And if it's,
let them out.
If it's raining in your part of the world on April Fool's Day.
Which it sort of was early this morning, I think.
Was it really?
I don't know. It was drizzly, wet day. Mm. Was. It's getting sunny now.
Come to wonderful Woodsley and it's nice.
But if it is raining.
Put some confetti into their umbrella. Close it and wait for the victim to open it.
Oh, that's nice.
Or something. Doesn't have to be
confetti. That's like the pail of water on the doorway.
It's very similar to that.
Neato.
Of course, there's the oldest one that I think I know of, and it's switching salt for sugar in the salt shaker.
Oh, yeah. Or just loosening the salt.
The lid on the salt thing, yeah.
Lid there, yeah. Or sugar. You turn down.
Oh, I could have turned myself down.
Yeah, that's right.
I should have a button for that.
If you have to cough and you turn yourself down, would that be called a cough drop?
That is a cough drop. That's a Jabbercast cough drop.
Can you do me real fast?
Sure. There he goes. Okay. So people probably heard that on my microphone.
Yeah, maybe.
And one more. The short sheet. You ever short sheet somebody?
I sometimes have a short sheet.
Do
usually
you?
They're big and long, and that's why I videotape and film and photograph them. A big sheet, a small sheet.
Okay.
I know, it's gross.
Okay, if you don't know what the short sheet is, which I find a hard time saying short sheet just as much as I have a hard time saying sore shoulder.
Yeah, I get that sometimes. Shoulder surgery. Soldier surgery.
Not soldier, it's a shoulder surgery.
I've been a soldier through all this.
You're a fighter, Jeff. Big JD. This one is the oldest April Fool's pranks in the world. Take the top sheet off the victim's bed and tuck the bottom end under the top end of the mattress. Got that?
I think so.
Pull it down and then fold it back up so that the top end is where it would be if the bed was made normally.
You try and pull it and it doesn't go anywhere. Really.
It doesn't go nowhere. When the victim gets into bed, they'll be surprised when they can't slide their feet all the way down to the bottom of the bed. Short sheeting.
Oh, that's short sheeting.
Yes, it
is. That's a world famous thing, that is.
Sure, I think that
I
was...
I never heard of that.
That was done a lot.
Did you ever hear that?
Yeah, I think it's an army thing.
Oh, that fit right in with that shore soldier.
The soldier thing, for sure. You can also glue a quarter or dollar coin to the floor on the ground in a busy place. That's another good one.
Oh, that's kind of neat, yeah.
You get the super glue.
That's like the wallet on a string trick.
The wallet on a string, or you put a dollar bill on the ground, and then you have some
fishing line or something that's you can't see.
Or you could do that. I was thinking of you have a little piece of cotton material, and then as they go to bend down, you rip the cotton, and everybody thinks they rip their pants when they bend down. Make your own spilled coffee prank. Just fill a cup with brown paint. Yeah, that's a good one. Oh, then there's the food coloring thing too, which I was going to do to my kids this morning, but I didn't have the time. I was going to put some blue food coloring in the milk.
Oh, that'd be nice.
Because I know we don't have green food coloring, which is a good thing to get before April Fool's Day.
You can just go buy blueberry milk.
Yes, you can, probably.
April Fool's doesn't exist. Hey,
what?
Talk about gross. Yes. Saran wrap the toilet seat.
Well, that's another oldie, yeah.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
I remember the when we came back from our honeymoon, me and my wife,
I wouldn't like that, I don't think. I'm not sure. I'd have to try that. We'll see what happens when the show's over.
It's best to do it at night.
Yeah.
So when
you can't see for sure or whatever, but
because I remember when we got home from our honeymoon, that what happened, and my wife sat down. She didn't see it. She had to pee really bad. She made a mess.
Yeah,
on herself.
That's kind of funny.
Kind of funny, but kind of gross.
I think if you let it sag in the bowl a little bit, you know, maybe it would be helpful. Because if you sat down and took a crap,
aye,
then it, you know, it'd just pile up and it'd be like, what's going on, man? It's got nowhere to go.
That would be on the first day of April Fool's Day in Scotland.
Yeah. So next week's show, the Get in Shape show.
Yes.
We'll give you some pointers on how to drop some poundage.
Good. I could use it. I added about 15, 10 pounds onto my body in the last month since I hurt my knee.
I'm a certified...
Insane. Certifiably insane.
Certifiably insane.
No, continue. Sorry.
Certified personal trainer and fitness instructor.
Mm-hmm.
Aerobics instructor.
Yo!
So I have a little to add there. But some awesome. Wise food choices, some wise exercise choices,
mm-hmm.
some little tips and tricks and things that might help you get you over a hump. A plateau.
Are you going to introduce
get you started
to any program of any kind you're going to tell them about?
Program?
Specific programs? Because there's a ton of programs, diets, whatever. Are you going to introduce them to any of that stuff?
Diets don't work. Yeah, we'll introduce maybe... there are many programs.
Mm-hmm.
There's one in particular that works really well. So, but we're out of time here today.
That was fun.
That was fun.
Except the beginning part.
Yeah. Well, that's okay. You live and learn.
That's right.
On April Fool's Day.
Have a happy April Fool's Day, everybody. And we'll see you next week on the Jabbercast. I'd like to thank everybody who's listening to this as a podcast for downloading it and for subscribing to the show and everybody listening on A Touch of Class Radio. Thanks for listening.
And we'll see you next week.
Yep. See you next
week. Join us Sunday morning.
Yes, it's the Jabbercast Podcast. Talk radio on the go. You can visit us on the web at thejabbercast.com. You can email BigJD at thejabbercast.com or Lippo at thejabbercast.com. As well, you can get involved with the shows by sending text emails and audio emails to hearmeout@thejabbercast.com. Copyright 2006, BigJD and Lippo. All rights reserved. Listener feedback encouraged. Some conditions apply. Open mind sold separately.